Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another few. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not gonna wake up. I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up.
Je m'appelle Megano. Welcome to Rollercoasting. Thank you so much for today spending your time wisely and joining me here over on Rollercoasting. It's good to have you here on the roller coaster. How are we all? How we all doing? How you doing? Let's start off a catch up. Why the hell not? You will be glad to know. Well, probably no one's glad to know, but I am glad to know that I participated in a sober weekend for the first time in a long time. And oh my God, am I feeling good for it. Guys, it's currently 9:30 in the morning. I'm recording. I am chirpy, chirpy, chirpy. I could run a marathon if I had the physical abilities. Mentally, yes. Physically, no. I am feeling good. Like I should when I'm so cool, walk around the neighborhood. Let me fill you in on my gorgeous, wholesome, fun weekend. On Friday, I went over to Molly's house. Having Molly home, by the way. Oh my God, it makes my heart happy. Went over to Molly's house and the girls who were on the Ibiza trip with Aquarius came over. It was so wholesome. We had pizza, we had chocolate, strawberries, cakes, crisps, you name it. We just ate loads and loads of crap. Actually, that's all I've done all weekend, but anyway, more on that later. We just had a pure wholesome night, loads of girls chat, nice wee catch up, thoroughly enjoyed myself. Then on Saturday morning, I went to Go Ape. Have you ever been to Go Ape? If you're like an adrenaline junkie, you need to get yourself to Go Ape. So much fun, like swinging through the trees, like Tarzan, like zip lines, challenges, blah, blah, blah. Very fun. Went there with Callum, Kyle and Amy. That's Callum's brother and girlfriend. Then we all went for a wee Nando's and I just chilled. And yesterday, Lauren, one of my best friends, Lauren, is getting married next summer and I'm her maid of honour. So myself and my fellow bridesmaids we arranged an afternoon tea. So we went and had that. It was just so nice, so wholesome. Lauren is literally getting married next summer. That is crazy. So we just want to be making a nice wee fuss because fingers crossed she's only going to get married this one time. So we need to remember it. So that was my weekend. Oh, also, sorry, last night, to finish the weekend off, I went and had dinner at my friend Eden's. There was a wee group of us. We all had like a big group Chinese. Oh, it was so nice. My tummy is paying for it today. The IBS just does not agree with Chinese food. It really doesn't, which is a real shame because it's really, really nice. I only have it like once on a blue moon, but thoroughly enjoyed. So very wholesome weekend. And today, after I record this, I'm actually going to go to the beach with my friends. So it just gets more and more wholesome. But I'm so excited for the upcoming week. I feel recharged, replenished. Do humans get replenished? Because I used to do like replen when I worked in River Island, which was just replacing the out of stock stock. Yep, do you know what? Maybe that's a metaphor in how I feel. I am feeling good and ready for a good week ahead. And also, I actually have a festival this weekend. Woo, doggies. Okay, dokily. So for today's episode, I am discussing something that I think realistically I do need an answer on myself, because this is something that I don't really know the answer to. I don't know what side of the fence I'm on, and I suppose that I'm experiencing this at the moment, potentially. There's a wee insight into my private life. I am so open book, it kills me. But anyway, we're having a wee conversation today, and I got you guys to get involved over on at Rollercoaster Podcast on Instagram. I needed your guys' opinions, like genuinely, really needed your opinions. So first I put up a wee poll, which we'll get into soon, and I asked you guys to vote. And then after the poll, I asked for your guys' reasoning to your answer. So today we are going to get to the bottom of, can you be too comfortable in your relationship? Buckle up, guys. This could be a bumpy roller coaster. Okay, let's go. Righty ho ho. So I'm going to discuss the pros and cons to being comfortable in your relationship, specifically romantic relationships, right? That's what we'll do today. Obviously, not a lot of these things, but like some of these factors definitely apply to platonic friendships, relationships, 100%. But for today's episode, we're going to talk about romantic relationships, okay? Romance. Romancing. What's that song? I don't know. My dad always sings it. Anyway, first of all, let's start with how it feels to be not yet comfortable in a relationship. I'm not saying like uncomfortable, because that's the wrong term. You probably wouldn't be with the person if you felt uncomfortable in their presence, but you don't feel like you've reached that pure comfortable stage quite yet. I have to cast my mind back seven full years next month, to try and remember this. But of course, I do still remember when I first started seeing Callum. It's so exciting. That excitement, like, I wish you could bottle that up and like take a wee jug of it like every so often, because, well, in my opinion, obviously I'm just speaking from my experience, in a long-term relationship, naturally that excitement does fizzle away. But should it? Well, we'll find out as we go. So cast my mind back 7 years ago. You know that way you're so nervous to see them and you're absolutely dying to make a good impression. So everything has to be done. Like, freshly shaved, feeling like a wee dolphin gliding through the water, smelling good, get your best perfume on, teeth brushed 1,000 times over, Listerine, total clean, gargle over and over again, putting on a nice outfit. But then it's like, you don't want to try too much, you don't want to look overdone, but you don't want to be underdone. Oh my god, it is a whole process. Then when you're actually with them, it's playing it cool, you know, like, yep, I'm really relaxed, I do this all the time, this isn't too much of a big deal to me, but also not looking like a bitch, because who wants to look like a bitch? Nobody. And maybe you're holding back your like weirder side. That's definitely something I did. Like, I was like, this bitch is crazy, but you're not gonna see that yet. You don't want to eat like a pig in front of them, like, purposely sometimes you leave a bit of your food. Like, I used to do that. I was like, oh my god, I'm so full after like 4 slices of pizza, when trust me, I can eat the full thing and the crust. No burping, that's a hard one for me, the no burping. You know me, I burp, 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 I'm a burping machine, so try not to burp is tough. The other person I try not to burp in front of is Molly, because she just cannot stand burping. So I tried to keep that back, but you know, sometimes they just slip out. I'm not really a farter, but like, obviously you don't want to be farting around someone you're trying to impress. I don't like when people fart around me, personally. All fine for burping. That's probably quite unfair. Farting, no, please don't. Basically, you're just trying to act like an absolute princess. And sorry, I know this is minging. Beware toilet talk for anyone who can't go it. But literally, we have to discuss this. Not pooing in each other's company. I had this fear. Now, I'm quite an open shitter these days, all thanks to my wonderful IBS. So you can imagine the struggles I faced back in the day. Like, I refused, probably for like a year, maybe like 9 months to a year, refused to poo in Callum's house. Like, nuh-uh-uh. I mean, I would go stay at his house for like, say I was there for like 24 hours. If I needed a poo on hour 4, I would hold that in for 20 hours. You are doing serious damage to your insides. Like, that is just not good for you. It's painful. It's just terrible. It's so, so bad. But that is like a common theme. Like, I know that is not just me. a lot of people do not poo in the company of their other half. Now, for further down the line, if you guys are going to go the mile, you're going to need to get over that, because you're going to have a house together. And then what are you going to do? Are you going to build a toilet out the back garden? Don't think so. You need to get over that. If anyone's experiencing that right now, when you're seeing someone new and you want them to think you're this non-human, non-pooping machine, guys, it's human nature. He poos, you poo, she poos. We all have to poo. It's, when you got to go, you got to go. I feel like I should actually start a revelation for when you need to poo, you poo. Whether you're at your boyfriend's house, you're at work, you're in a nightclub. When you got to go, you got to go. I always just go now. I have IBS. I own it. See, if I was to keep it in, it'd be a lot worse for everyone involved. So get the band-aid ripped off and get it over and done with, honestly. Sorry, enough toilet talk. But you cannot deny that that stage of getting to know someone, starting to see someone, figuring out if it's going to be a relationship or not, it's so, so exciting. Like, you have permanent butterflies just flying around your wee tummy, green ones, blue ones, red ones, just flutter, flutter, flutter all over your tummy. And the fact that we do make all that effort and sometimes put our body in excruciating pain is nice, because it does show how much you actually care, which is a really positive, nice thing. Another really exciting part of getting with someone is the time and effort you put into each other. Now, I would argue there is a fine line that's really easy to cross, but I'll discuss that in more detail soon. But that, like, burning desire, that is what it is, isn't it? It's like a burning desire and a need, a really strong need to spend every last second together, is also something to be cherished. You know what it's like, and I remember it myself. You try to be available as you can to go on dates, to go over each other's houses, to be on the phone. Just at any given moment, you're itching to spend time together. And also, that, and this is what I mean, the fine line, like, you're quite happy to, like, blow off other plans. Like, say you have, like, a night out with your friend, you're like, kind of rather go on a date night or be in his house, chilling with them. Like, although that is negative, because that is how you lose your friends, and look, friendships are here to stay. Sometimes relationships are not. It is also a nice feeling, like, that want and need to be with something, be with someone is really, really nice. Let's talk about dates. So going on dates is so important. Obviously, I was really young. I was 17, if you're not aware, when I started going out with Callum. So maybe it was a wee bit different, because, like, we were both teenagers, we didn't have a lot of money to go on dates and blah, blah, blah. Like, it was just easier for us just to hang out in each other's houses. But I think if I was in a new relationship now, in the grand old age of 24, I'd want to go on lots of dates before just chilling in their house. Because trust me, if you're going to be in a relationship, there's a lot of time to be chilling in each other's houses. And it's so fun. Like, it's so fun getting ready and going out in public and doing something fun together. Like, think of all the activities you can do. You can go to mini golf, you can go for dinner, you can go out for drinks, you can go on big walks, you can go go-karting, you can go to Go Ape. There's a lot of shit out there to go and do. So it's really nice to get out and do that with them. And plus, I think you learn a lot about someone by seeing them out in public. Like, are they rude to waiters? Are they fine being seen out in public with you? Like, or are you their, like, wee dirty secret? Like, there's a lot to learn from going out on dates. And I definitely milk that whilst you can. Because, yeah, obviously dates should always continue when you're going out. But trust me, the momentum slows down. It's easy for the momentum. Sorry. Okay. The last thing I can really remember about the initial stages of me and Callum going out was the texting. Like, I wanted to text Callum every second of the day. So, funnily enough, I was still in school when I started out with Callum. That sounds wild. But I was still in school. So, obviously, you're not meant to be on your phone in school. But, like, I would take getting into trouble, detention, whatever it would be, like whatever the consequences were, I was willing to face those if it meant I could text Callum. And like, what were we even texting about? Like, I just loved updating him every last second, telling him everything, seeing if there was new information to find out. That wee part is so fun when you text all the time and you get to know them. So that's another thing to really enjoy, and that's something that does that just come with new relationships? I don't know. So now I'm going to talk about the changes I have noticed from all these things that I've just spoke about as time goes on. So if you're not aware already, I am in a 7-year relationship at the moment. A very long time. And here's some things that I have noticed changing as the years go on. So I would say things for me stayed like that. And obviously what's important to bear in mind is every relationship is different. Every human being is different. What is for me might not be for you. We all have different time scales and stuff. I think what I just explained a minute ago, all those like nice things of when you first meet somebody, lasted like a good 2-3 years for me and Callum. Obviously, we were really young when we got into a relationship. I was 17, he was 19. So we were like growing up together, we're figuring things out. But I would say it lasted really, really long. And I remember like we didn't argue for honestly about like 2 years before we had our first argument. But I don't know if that was just because we were also like young. Like now that I'm older and I'm more like, I will just speak my mind. Whereas when I was young, I wouldn't. So I suppose the first thing is arguments. They started to creep in. But arguments, in my opinion, are so healthy. Like if you do not argue at all with your partner, how? In my head, and obviously I could be wrong, this is just a matter of opinion, that to me seems that you are bottling things up, you're not being completely honest, you are letting them walk all over you. In my head, from experience, that's what I feel like it would be. I think it is normal to bicker, at least, obviously not have like screaming matches, fighting matches, like that is, in my opinion, not normal, but it's normal to bicker. Like, life is annoying, and if you spend any large volumes of time with someone, you naturally are going to argue the same way you argue with your mum and dad. You can argue with your friends sometimes. It is normal. So I wouldn't say having arguments is necessarily a negative thing unless it is over something negative. If you're arguing about someone not replacing the toilet roll, someone not making the dinner, someone making a mistake, like that is so fair. These things are going to happen. It's only natural. The next change would be physical appearance. And I find this one, like there's so many pros and cons to this. So I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, but also sometimes not a good thing. So the first thing is I got really comfortable around Callum not wearing makeup, which is amazing. That is exactly what you're after. If you are too scared for your boyfriend or girlfriend to see you without makeup, then that's a dying shame. Like, you need to be able to be your natural self around them 100%. So that's such a positive thing that I felt comfortable, confident enough to not wear my makeup. That's great. Then it kind of started to be like, didn't care what I wore around Callum and vice versa. Like, I wouldn't purposely try and put on a cute wee outfit, even if it's just to chill. Like, back in the day, I'd put on like a pair of leggings and a nice top, nice trainers or nice joggies, nice tracksuit. Now, I can honestly say I rock up to Callum wearing clothes that the fashion police would stop me in. I mean, there's like stains down it. It's old, it's tatty. It's like I purposely go into my wardrobe and pick an outfit that does not match the least. Like, I'm trying to pick the worst outfit. I go over looking horrific. And that's positive because it shows how comfortable I feel around him. But it's also not very positive because you're not trying to make an effort. And your boyfriend, you should want them to look at you and be like,
You look good.
Not,
ooh, What is that?
Next thing is a toilet. In my eyes, this is only a positive. Like, come on. It is healthy to be able to do the toilet wherever you are. I remember, not with Callum, with a boyfriend I had before, I would like be too scared to even pee too often. So I was like, does he think I have a bladder problem? Which, low-key, I definitely do. But I was like, no. That is wrong. Look, if you need the toilet, you need the toilet. Go. I am probably, in other people's opinion, too comfortable with Callum in a sense. I'm like, I need a shit. Oh my God, I'm about to shit myself. Like, do I need to be telling him that? Probably not. Does that make him fancy me? Probably not. Do I like to hear when Callum needs a shit and details about it? No, I don't. So that is probably too far gone. I should probably work to find a happy medium and just go to the toilet when you need it, but there is no need to announce it in any greater detail than has to be done. The next change is shaving. I'd say this is a really big one, and I really cannot decide whether I think this is a positive thing or a negative thing. Like, when I first started seeing Calm, I would be a dolphin. There is not a hair in sight unless it is on my head. Like, no armpit hair, no leg hair, no other hair. It needs to be gone. Whereas now, I would go to Callum's with my armpit hair so long you could dreadlock it. Like, that has just totally left the building. The hair, no, the hair stayed in the building actually. I wish it would leave the building. I have become so comfortable with Callum seeing me looking like Chewbacca. And you know what? Some people do like body hair, so that would be suitable. I do not like body hair. Callum's preference is no body hair on me. But yet, I don't care. I do not care. But what is bad, I suppose, is like on holiday, for example, I will not be caught dead with a hair. Like, I'm getting waxed, I am shaving, I am getting rid of that. So why am I fine with my boyfriend seeing it? Because he should be the one that I want to see me looking great. And I do want that. I'm just too lazy. So I can't decide. It's positive in the sense I'm not stressing, because if you shave too much, you get shaving rashes, and they're not fun for anyone. And I remember I used to do that when I was younger. I was like, well, I'll take a shaving rash over the hair. That's not good. So it's good in the sense of shaving rashes, but is it good in the sense that I'm being too lazy to bother about my body hair that effectively isn't my boyfriend's preference? No, that's not too good. And vice versa. I won't get into detail, but come on. The next thing I have down is general manners, i.e. burping and farting. And as I said, I actually do not fart, surprisingly, because I do everything else that's minging. I do not fart, but I am a burper, as we all know. I burp a lot, like definitely more than an average person. And I do it around Calm, absolutely no stress there, and vice versa. But I'll tell you what, when Calm farts in my company, oh my God, like it makes me feel violently sick. Like, there is no humour in it for me. No, that is a violation. I hate when he farts. So then why is it fair for me to burp? General lack of just, yeah, manners, I suppose. Like, I wouldn't, if I was seeing somebody new, I would not burp in front of them. I wouldn't, because it's manners. But I'm so comfortable that I do. Now, this one, I don't see the pros in. No, there's no need to fart and burp in front of people. If it's an accident and you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yes, human nature. Let out a wee toot. Let out a big roar if you're me. By accident, but don't like know that you need to burp and just be like to the world. Like, cover your mouth, look the opposite way, move to a different room, especially if you're Calm, because his farts are like fucking toxic waste. They're so bad. So that is something that me and Calm are both guilty of, and I don't see the pros in, unless you're into that, but I certainly am not. The next kind of topic of things that I have noticed changing before we delve into your guys' answers is time and effort, like, overall. So first, when I started out with Calum, I went to the opposite way. Like, I would patch my friends every single weekend. I just wanted to be with Calum Friday, Saturday, Sunday. After school, I wanted to see Calum. I made no time for my friends. And effectively, for like a good, I'd say like maybe 9 months to even a year, I missed out on things with my friends, which I regret. Oh my God, that I regret that. You guys know how much I love spending time with my friends. So the fact that I ever panned them off for a relationship is crazy to me now, but I did do it. I think it's quite a natural thing. Everyone gets a wee honeymoon phase when you're inseparable. So I'm not going to beat myself up about it, but yeah, I do regret it. So I done that first. Then I think in recent years, I have gone to the opposite way. Like, because I have been with Calum so long and plan on being with him forever, in my head I'm like, well, we have forever to go, so I'm going to fit in all the things I can do with my friends. I'm going to prioritise a girl's holiday over a couple's holiday. And that isn't good, because you shouldn't be prioritising anyone. You should be balance everyone. Although that is a hard task. Another change I have noticed, and this actually doesn't come from me, I will admit, timekeeping. Calum has really bad timekeeping. Now, it's not just for me, it is just in general life. His timekeeping is not great. Although I think he's always on time to work. When we first started talking, there's no way, if we agreed 7, he'd be here at 7. But as time goes on, he's like, well, I can get away with showing up at 7:30. I can get away with showing up at 8:00. It's just laziness, in the sense, you know you're with them. You're not trying to impress them anymore, so who cares if you're a wee bit late? And it's the same as me. Like, say I had plans with them and I'm out before it. If my friends are like, just stay an extra hour before, I'd be like, no, I have plans with Calum. I'm going to go meet him. Whereas now I'd be like, oh, fuck it, it's just another hour. And again, that's good in the sense that you're not like scared to disappoint, but it's not good in the sense that you are effectively still disappointing someone. Like, show up, be punctual, be on time, make the effort. That's something I've definitely noticed changed as well. And you just wouldn't dream of doing that at the start of your relationship. Sorry, I'm so aware that, does this sound like I am totally bashing my encounter relationship? This is not the purpose of this episode. This episode is just to have a chat about, is there such thing as being too comfortable with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend, with your whoever friend? Sorry, I really feel like that is what is happening right now, and I'm not meaning it for to be like that, and hopefully anyone else who is in a long-term relationship is relating to this a wee bit. But the last thing I noticed has definitely changed, and I feel like everybody out there would 100% agree, is the longer you go out with someone, dates start to become less frequent, or in some cases uncommon. And this is a two-way street. Like, I am not in the mindset where boys have to plan every single date, boys have to take you out all the time, boys have to pay for everything. No, I have never been like that, and I know I never will be like that. But obviously it's a treat that is really, really nice. But dates are a two-way thing, especially if you're in a relationship. You should both be making the effort to plan dates, go out on dates. And that is something that me and Calum have both definitely let slip over the years, which is not good, because you need to go out and spend quality time together instead of just sitting in the house, sitting on your phones with something on in the background. That's not quality time. You need to be keeping the spark alive, going out, spending time, having fun. So that is another thing that I have noticed change. Right, so enough of what sounds like I'm bashing my 7-year relationship. Those are the noticeable changes I have experienced as time goes on in my relationship. And before, say recently, have always thought, like, in my head, no, you can never be too comfortable in a relationship. Like, surely that's what they're there for. Like, your other half, you should feel so comfortable around them. You should be able to do whatever you want around them. And you should, to a degree. But is there such thing as being too comfortable? So I popped up a wee poll on at Roller Coaster Podcast Instagram to get your guys' opinion, and I actually am quite shocked, I suppose, but in a good way, because it's like reassuring to my recent opinion on the matter. And the results are, so the question is, can you be too comfortable in a relationship? The results, 69% of you voted yes, you can be. And 31% voted no, you can't be. So the majority, and a large majority, agrees that you can be. So I asked for you guys who voted yeah to give me some reasons and how you think you can be too comfortable in relationships. So let's go through some. One I have here is too reliant and end up shutting out everyone else. That is such an important one to not let happen. Like, sometimes there can be no going back from that. Like, if you start going out with someone, right, and you put all your energy into them, you don't see your friends, you hardly even see your family. If you keep that up for so long, you could find yourself in a position where your friends are like, no. Like, say the relationship ends and you then go back to your friends. Your friends could be like, no, like, why would we entertain you when you literally shut us off? I mean, hopefully they wouldn't do that. And I'm sure friends would be willing to give a second chance. But how many chances can you get? So that is an important one in the sense, yeah, do not become so reliant on your partner. Like, I have such like a strong mindset in the sense, you still need to be yourself. You can't be like, oh, you coexist as Megan and Calm. Like, I'm still Megan with or without Calm. And that is how, in my opinion, you should always be. A relationship should add to your life. It shouldn't become your life.
Yep, she's wise.
A lot of people have said this and I definitely agree. So letting go of yourself, not caring about your appearance anymore, 100%. A lot of people will say things like, if you're with someone and they put on loads of weight, if you love them, like, you wouldn't care. When, I mean, you'd stick by them and you'd try support if, say, they were going through something, or maybe try and get them back on track to be healthier again. But you would care. Like, being in a relationship, a huge part of that is being attracted to somebody. So if they suddenly let themselves go and look hugely different to how they did when you first started going out, I think you're totally within your rights to care. You need to fancy them at the end of the day. Yep, someone here said, we tell each other too much detail, like toilet talk. I love it, but sometimes it's over the top. Agreed. Like, I'm glad I feel comfortable and I'm glad I don't have to hide the fact that effectively, I am a shitting machine, but also, like, you are like, this is minging. Why am I telling the boy I fancy this? Like, no, it is not called for, and it is just plain minging. Someone said, same routine all of the time and just expecting daily things and no surprises. Yeah, I think that is such a huge problem, like, just falling into the same routine, seeing someone out of routine, not because you've planned it, not because it's an exciting thing, it's just seeing them because that's what you do. I'd definitely say me and Calm are guilty of that. Like, I'm like, right, I'll just go into his because that's normally what I do through the week. It's not like, oh, we're doing this at the weekend or we're doing this on Friday, so excited for this. It's just like, I'll go to Calm's because I always go to Calm's. So same routine, yeah, not great. Another one is not going to experience life and seeing the world or trying new adventures. Oh my God. I luckily wouldn't say like I have ever felt this. Like, I, as a person, I will never let anybody stop me do what I want to do. That's just how I am as a person. And something I'm quite proud of, to be honest. But I know there's so many people out there who don't do certain things because of their boyfriend. And, like, I suppose it depends how you look at it. Some people are like, oh, but that is real love. In my opinion, that's wrong. That's controlling. If you have had something in your mind that you always want to do, unless it's like cheating on your boyfriend, and obviously they should stop you from doing that. But if you wanted to like travel, you want to do a certain job, do it. And do not let anybody stop you. Oh, number one rule. My boyfriend has stopped putting in all effort. No more surprise flowers or cute wee dates nights. Shitemare. Yeah. No, that is a shitemare. It's very important to still get little things, that they don't have to be expensive. It can be a a couple of pounds, bunch of flippers from Tesco, Aldi, whatever it may be, a box of chocolates, just a wee token of love goes a very long way. I sometimes feel lazier when I'm with my boyfriend. You know, that is so true. Like, I would not describe myself as a lazy person. I'm very, like, proactive. But it's so easy to be lazy with your boyfriend. Like, just lay in bed all day, not get ready, stay in your pajamas, not go for a shower. And effectively, that's not attractive. If you're both doing that, that's not attractive. That is, like, sloppy. And that's not going to woo anybody. Literally tons of you have said, like, I suppose the obvious, which is not making time for dates, not trying to keep the spark alive. And you know what? Like, what I realise, like, the older I get, relationships are hard. They are hard work. They shouldn't be hard in the sense of trust. That's something that I feel like every relationship should have. Like, it shouldn't be difficult to not cheat on each other, but it is difficult to make time for each other, to keep the spark alive, to be intimate with each other, like, things like that. Like, you do need to kind of work at these things. It doesn't just come naturally. I mean, it might to some people, I'm not taking away from that, but typically I feel like relationships do need work, and it is easy to forget that they need work, and it's easy to forget to nourish them. They're like little plants. You need to water them to help them grow and flourish. And it can be really easy to forget to do these things. And like, reading through these responses here is what I am definitely seeing, is easily forgotten about, which is so sad, because effectively that could end your relationship. No intimacy, too comfortable, i.e. feel more like friends or brother and sister. Yeah. Someone else has said, when you begin to settle for less than what you want, again, I think an easy thing to do, like, say in your head, you're like, I want someone who wants to go on holidays all the time, and your boyfriend doesn't want to go on holidays all the time, and you're like, oh, okay, well, he doesn't want to do that, so I'll just not do that. Like, no, if you want to go on holidays all the time, you be with someone who also wants to go on holidays all the time. But it's easy when you love someone and you've been in something for so long and you are comfortable to let what you actually like and what you want to do, to let that slip. It can be easily done. There's actually lots here, so thank you everyone who has responded. Really appreciate that. Love interacting with you guys. A lot of them are letting yourself go, becoming sloppy, not making effort for each other, not going on date nights, not keeping the spark alive. All the ones that, yeah, I'm sure you would imagine that are cons of being too comfortable. But I'm going to finish up on this one, which I think is the biggest of them all. She's the baddest of them all. Do you want to dance, baby? So this last one, and I actually seen a TikTok, which I'm going to go find and read to you. So this one says, you stop, in capital letters, showing them you love them. Now, I seen a TikTok. Let me go find it. Hold on. Okay, so the TikTok has got a Coldplay song playing in the background, so that's already emotional. But it says, it's like a big typing one. So it says, the reason most relationships don't work out isn't because you no longer love each other. It's because you stopped showing you loved each other. You got too comfortable with them, always been there, and stopped showing the affection and appreciation everybody needs. You stopped communicating and checking in on them. You stopped doing the small things that made them fall for you in the first place. You started treating them like a second option because they'll just always be there. You forgot to ask how their day was, if they've eaten, if they've got home safe. You didn't give them the reassurance they clearly needed. Yes, you still love them. But what good will your words do if your actions never matched it? Stop making someone hang on to your empty words. It creates massive trust issues and ruins relationships. Oh my God, that's very deep. I did actually only read the first half of it when I seen it the other day, but that's it in a nutshell. That is literally it in a nutshell. Like, being too comfortable. You know what? There's my decision, guys. You can be too comfortable in a relationship. It is nice to be comfortable to a certain extent. And almost crucial to be comfortable to a certain extent. But when you start letting go of all the things that are literally the reason you go out with someone, it's only going to end one way. So that's me reached my conclusion. I have just babbled on here for 40 minutes and that's my conclusion. There it is. And I feel like a lot of you guys are on the same boat. Well, actually 69% of you are on the same boat that, yeah, you can be too comfortable in a relationship. And do you know what? It's up to you and the other person to make that work and find your way through that. So good luck to anybody who is in that boat right now. Thank you so much for listening. As always, my roller coaster riders, I love you so much. I will see you again next week. I hope you have a gorgeous week. Beautiful memories are made. Megano loves you.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time. Being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.